Let's open to John 17, and we're going to start reading at the 20th verse, and I'll tell you the teaching tonight where we're going, and give you some principles so you can apply it in your life and have total victory. Amen. Jesus is the speaker that's good within himself. And he's talking to the Father. He's about to go home. He know he got to go to the cross. But he's talking about those who had followed him. He said, neither pray I for these alone, verse 20, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Now, I want you to pay very close attention because the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge, the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 are in operation now. And the reason they're in operation is because the time we're in, the things going on, the supernatural, the gifts of the Spirit, all nine manifestation, put us in a position to flow when other things seem like they're not flowing. Yes, sir. All right? All the gifts are given to us to profit with all. So two gifts, the word of wisdom is a supernatural fact of something in the future you can't know no other way. The word of knowledge is supernatural facts about the present moment and the past. Many times, the two function together. Now, they're both supernatural. They're both as the Spirit leads, as the Spirit gives. You can't say, I got a word of wisdom. No. No, the Lord, these gifts function by the direction of the Holy Ghost. But I ask for them. You need to ask for them. And then you need to train yourself in knowing when God is manifesting one of the gifts of the Spirit in your life. We'll see that tonight. But I want you to notice in this 22nd verse, and the glory. Now, I want you to underline glory. Now, glory, my brothers and sisters, we'll be dealing with glory tonight. But glory is, some people say, you know, glory everywhere. Yes, God is omnipresent, but there's a manifested glory that somebody ready for it, somebody willing to receive it, somebody asking for it, so that the glory can be out and you don't get it. Now listen very carefully. Let me explain about glory a little more. Glory is all that God is. All that God can do. I'll give you some words. Glory is God's presence. It's his purpose is in his glory. His plan is in his glory. His path is in his glory. His perfection is in his glory. His protection is in his glory. See, and so when God's glory is in manifestation, there has to be an atmosphere to receive it. Yes, now, even though each one of us as children of God, you listen because you might miss this, and this is so powerful. See, the glory is all that God is, all right? All that God has and all that God can do. That's a whole lot, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Now, you're designed by God to be a glory carrier. Yes, God deposited his glory in you. But it will not function automatically. You have to desire it. You have to leave the crowd sometime. And create an atmosphere where the glory can flow to you, through you, and for you. Now, wherever the glory is, it can't be stopped because it's God himself. So Jesus prayed here, and the glory, you see it? What did he say? And the what? Now, as Jesus talking to the Father, he said, and the glory which thou givest me. Look at this. What he said?
I give them.
So the same glory that Jesus was ministering through, that same glory is in you and I. Notice here that there may be one, even as we are one. See, so there's a glory world that every believer is a part of, but not a partaker. And so my job tonight is to make sure that you are partaking of the glory, not just a part of, but you are partake of the glory of the presence of God on purpose, setting the atmosphere and knowing that God is doing supernatural things. All right. Now, notice again, I want you to notice another verse in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2. And I'll tell you the subject matter in a moment, but I have to build you up so when the subject comes, you can catch it. All right. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things in bringing many sons unto glory. See that? That means sons and daughters. Now, we often thought glory was just going to heaven when we die. I saw your junk, girl. Turn that air conditioner. We'll get it adjusted, little dude. We just got to pray and... I saw her jump. She jumped. Oh, Jesus. Bringing many sons into glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Now, notice back to Hebrews chapter 1. You're right in that territory. I'll read a few verses there just to get you ready for the principles to apply because I made some calls and I made some... television appearance to talk about decreeing that the glory is for. But you have to understand what you're decreeing because, you see, when the glory is falling, everybody is not capable of receiving it, including Christians. If you don't know what it is, you over there still trying to operate in faith and the glory didn't come. When the glory come, baby, you can put your faith in your pocket. Just how strong it is. See, when the glory come, you don't even need your anointing. See, faith and anointing, they are to stir up the glory. When the glory come, God have arrived himself to manifest. Are you seeing that? Here in Hebrews chapter 1, let me just run two, three verses. Verse 1, God who has sundered time and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in his last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he have appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Now, notice verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory. He brought it. Yeah, I want you to put a side note scripture. John 1:14. And you see a side note thought there. I might not go to it. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. And upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. All right. I got to get you to see where I'm going. I'm not just going for a little Bible class. Go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And I believe we can get it clear here for when we start talking about certain things you'll understand. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at with me at verse 7, in 2 Corinthians 3, 7. In my Bible, a little heading, it talks about the glory of the Lord. That's why I like this little Bible so much, because it gives you some insight of where you're going. The 7th verse says, but if the manifestation of death written and engraved in stone was glorious, talking about the Ten Commandments, talking about Moses, that was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. How shall not, now notice this, the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory.
Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
You still with me?
Yes, sir.
Verse 10, for even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelled. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remained is glorious. See, talking about the commandment that Moses got, and he's talking about Jesus, the glory one, you see. Now, based on that, apostolic and prophetically decreeing the glory is falling. Write that down. Apostolically and prophetically, there's a remnant of God's people will apostolically and prophetically decreeing, go around decreeing the glory is falling. In the midst of all this going on, the shaking is for the glory to fall. And we must walk in that glory and operate in that glory. Now, there's a few things here in this introduction. You must realize that the glory of God, look at me now, listen. You must realize that the glory of God is in you. We read it over in John 17.
That's right.
The glory. I'm a glory carrier. But it's not always manifested. If you don't know it. Now, what makes it so significant when the glory manifests, it manifests all that God is. Are you following me? You must realize that the glory of God is in you. Say, the glory of God is in me.
The glory of God is in me.
I didn't ask you nothing about your sin.
Come on, sir. Come on now.
And your shortcoming. We all got that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The reason the glory is in you is because of Jesus.
Yes.
It's not because of such a wonderful life you live in.
Wow.
That's how the enemy robbed you. You know, we make mistakes. And that's how the enemy rob us and try to make us think we don't have no power. The glory is still there, baby. All you have to do is repent when something goes wrong. And when the Holy Spirit comes in, say, don't do that no more. Say, I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me. Give me strength not to walk in this step no more. All right? Now listen. You must realize that the glory of God is in you. Yeah, all right. Connected to God's throne of glory.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Therefore, you are designed to be a decreer and receiver of God's glory.
Yes, sir.
Now, God taking a remnant of his people. I'm going to start hitting some points in a few moments. God taking a remnant of his people. I got that word through the word of wisdom and then the word of knowledge. Decreeing the glory is falling. Worry, fear, going to be moving many places as Christians all over the world start decreeing the glory is falling. How can you say the glory is falling and people falling every day? The glory is falling. That's what Satan wants. Satan wants us to be in gloom and doom at this time. No, I'm not walking in that. I'm walking in the glory of God. I'm not going to walk in no fear and worry. I trust my God. I know He can handle it. I got my hand in His hand. What about you? I mean, in a time like this, the Lord bring a word like this. The decree, the glory is falling. I mean, in your natural senses, you can't even see this. You say, ain't no glory falling. I told you oh my God. Give it back to me, Lord. It's really not a virus. Is God putting His hand back? Yeah. And so as long as I stay in God's hand, I heard you. Therefore, you are designed to be a decreer and receiver of His glory and a releaser of His glory in the earth's realm. So be it, the time has come for the church to stand in her right place. Yeah, the church stand in the right place. They've made small of the church and, you know, just put us on the side. But now we got to come up front because nobody else can handle it. Nothing can handle this but the glory. Now, I wrote a question. What happened when gloom and doom meet glory and love? See, we're walking in love, walking in the glory of God, transformation and transfiguration is in this whole situation. What transformation and transfiguration is in this whole situation? You remember Jesus up on the mountain in Matthew 17? I'm not going there. You remember what happened? How he went into transfiguration before? Uh-huh. Now, let's get some points to give us the direction of being glory decreers. You must understand the character of God's glory. You must understand the character. There's a certain characteristic that God glory carry. Actually, it is Him. Yes, sir. First Chronicles chapter 29, verse 10. There are certain ingredients in God's glory that can't be stopped. First Chronicles 29:10. There's certain, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Now watch the 11th verse. Now watch some of the things that comes out in God's glory. Yes, thine, O Lord, here's one, is the greatness. Woo! When you're decreeing the glory, you're decreeing God's greatness. Now who can stop that? See, the Bible says you have overcome them, little children. For greater is He that's in ye than he that's in the world. So when we are decreeing the glory of God, we are decreeing His greatness. That's part of His makeup. It's part of His character. That's part of who He is. We'll see 5 or 6 things here. And the power. When you're decreeing the glory is falling, you're saying the power is falling. Power to protect me. Power to push me forward. Power to back me up. You understand that? Yeah, don't be repeating, don't repeat decree. Huh? Somebody give somebody a high five for me for that. Yeah, man. Don't repeat decree. Say it. Don't repeat decree. See, that's what the system wants us to repeat. The bad reports and we can't go no further. Well, no. No, I'm a decreer. And my decreeing brings out God's greatness and brings out God's power in the atmosphere where I stand. I'm creating my own atmosphere. Are you listening? I need you to create in a time like this. I need you creating your own atmosphere. Not an atmosphere of fear, an atmosphere of faith and power and glory. I mean, just your trip tonight. Now you leaving out here knowing, oh, the apostle said, I create my own atmosphere. In other words, God gonna surround me with his greatness. I'm surrounded with the greatness of God. So come what may, it can't stay. Matter of fact, I'm hearing the Lord say, glory is your immune system. Glory is your divine immune system. That the greatness of God, the power of God is with you. You have to know that. You have to say that. You have to believe that. You have to sing that. I'm carrying the glory. What? You a glory carrier? And that means God's greatness is all around you and in you as a divine immune system from satanic attack and the world system. What they're going through, I don't have to go through. I'm going to try to help somebody, but I don't have to go through it. I'm immune with glory. Now, if you want to sit down. This is God. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power. Look at the next one. And the glory. And the what? What? What else? Look at that. Look at the other one. And the majesty. Now watch this now. Watch this. The system jacked up. Yes, sir. But the spirit not. For all that is in the heavens. Wait a minute now. And in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom of the Lord, and thou are exalted as the head above something. Oh. Now go to the next very quick. Go to the 12th verse so you can see it. Both riches. Now, what have happened here is it got hot in here. It is a economy. She said, no, it ain't hot. She said, no. it's an economy attack. It's not a sickness. It's what happening. God permitted the economy to be attacked. That's why I told y'all get ready. Money coming. So don't let them open up ahead of time. You go set your tail up in there just because they open up. They're trying to get their money. You listen to your spirit where you're going to go. Don't go everywhere. Be led by the spirit. See? I'm not going by what the news and all them saying. I'm listening to God. I'll leave that alone. Amen. Then, my brothers and sisters, you can ask him to show you the glory. Because one word is that is so clear and interchangeable with his glory is his presence. But I'm not talking about his omnipresentness. Uh-huh. It's a personal presence. Uh-huh. That you as an individual have to know that you know that you know that his glory, that he's with you. Yes. We go to our various home, we leave here. He can go everywhere we go. And I'm not going by myself. I'm going with the glory of God. All right, so in Exodus 33, verse 13 to 23, he had given Moses a grand assignment. Moses said, Lord, who going with me? He says, my presence going with you. And then Moses said, if your presence don't go, don't send me. Then Moses got a little bolder and he said, Lord, show me your glory. That's what I want to see right now. I mean, when the wind quit blowing and the dust get to flying, God gonna show his glory. Now watch what I said, through a remnant of people. Even a remnant in the church. That able to receive him, able to trust him, and able to make changes as you need to make changes. Jesus functioned in the glory of God on earth and passed that privilege over to us. So now, don't sit here tonight as if I'm not saying nothing. I'm saying that you have the divine right to function in God's glory during time of gloom. See the glory. The glory is a light. It's a divine light. So darkness cannot stay where the glory is. I decree the glory is falling. Right now. At my house while I sit here. In my car. The glory is falling. And you're going to have to say it, you see. You got to say it, but to Takataninskana. Yomoromashiketele. I was praying. I got another word. Jim Banadar. I said, what is that? I'm praying to him. Jim Banadar. I tried to spell it. Jim Banadar. I said, what is that, Lord? He says, you ready? I will not abandon you. My child, I'm here and there. Anywhere you go, I'm with you and waiting for you. I'm with you. See, he's already there, you see. I'm going to go with you and I'm going to be right there waiting for you. You heard it? Let me go over it because I got three or four more statements to make. Jim Benadar, he's told me, I will not abandon you, my child. I'm here and there, anywhere you go. I'm with you and waiting for you. Now listen to this next part. Nothing is out of control in my system. You understand? I'm hearing something else right now. The part of the earth that I'm running, nothing is wrong. Amen. See it? See, I only can run the part they let me run at this time, but there are people who are yielding to me. The part of the earth they own, I'm running. Satan can't function where the glory is.
Yes.
And so I'm aiming as a pastor to put a glory garment on you.
Yes.
And a glory mask on you.
Yes.
You're not wearing one mask, you're wearing two.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let me finish. Nothing is out of control in my system. Trust me and walk in my perfect peace. Keep training your heart to stay in agreement with my will at all times. In every situation, stand fully persuaded of my promises and watch me perform them on your behalf. That's what he said. That's what he said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the passage we showed you in John 17, 22, 23, make it in your note. Jesus functioned in the glory of God on earth and passed that privilege to us. Now, that's a mouthful there. You see, because a lot of time in our teaching, we think that Jesus was just functioning as a son of God. Or we may think he was just functioning in faith. Or we may think he's just functioning as the word. No, he is functioning in the glory. And you see, we've been so long taught sin consciousness. And Satan stole the glory from us. We're so busy fighting our little Mickey Mouse sin and don't know that we got a right to repent and step off in the glory of God, and no demon in hell can touch you. See, that's why Jesus was so powerful. Jesus was not just functioning in faith. He was functioning in his Father's glory. His Father was present there. He said, I don't do nothing unless my Father tell me to do it. Whatever I see him do. Are you following me? Turn to Matthew 6. Let's see, can I get this verse over? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man, you got all of it? You got your glory mask?
Yes, sir.
Got your glory immune system?
Yes, sir.
I wish somebody would question that. I wish somebody, some scientist or some psychology or somebody would question that. I'm talking about God, and they think they're more high than God. They say, you know, you got to come get your medicine. Yeah, well, go get your medicine. But I'm talking about God right now. Then you don't have no authority to question God. I'm talking about El Shaddai. The mighty God.
Yes.
And you're going to bring me on some legal jurisdictional stuff now? No, you're not.
Yes.
I'm called a priest of gospel.
Yes.
I'm not called a priest science.
Yes.
I'm not called a priest psychology.
Yes.
I'm not called a priest intellect. I'm called a priest of kingdom of God.
Yes.
And that our God rule, reign, and he's above everybody.
Yes.
And I know he's backing me up because that's what he likes. He likes to tell it like it is. Don't call me and question me when I say God told me to do something. God's going to have to level some of y'all down when y'all think y'all higher than him. God will shut you down. Let me pastor this church. I ain't calling none of y'all to be no assistant pastor. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
My goodness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Notice Matthew 6. I'm going to make a statement. I want to make a statement here, so this statement will help you in the midnight hour. The gloom of these times must bow to the glory. See, when I say glory, you can say God, it's Jesus, it's the all of them. See, the glory is the whole kingdom, is the whole spiritual world. Now, in Matthew 6:13, and lead us not in temptation, But deliver us from evil. For thine is the... And what? And the what?
Glory.
How long?
Forever.
Hallelujah.
Now, who in here got an ending for forever? So it's nothing, it doesn't matter what happened, the kingdom, the power, and the glory, they are still functioning.
Yes.
And I won't say they are functioning for me. Lord, fill the earth with your glory. Right now. In Numbers 14, 21. Turn there. Numbers 14, 21. Lord, fill the earth with your glory. See, this is not normal traditional preaching. I'm preaching over what's going on. I'm saying God is bigger than what's going on. So I'm not going to preach about what's going on. I'm going to tread on serpent and scorpion by the... Yes, with the word of God, with the blood of Jesus. Speak louder than anything else. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Notice this now. But as truly as the Lord lives, is he still living?
Yes, sir.
All the earth. Now, I told you, everybody not going to receive it. Because some people think they are God. All the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Now, we got people all in foreign countries, different, listening. And they're going to be decreeing.
Yes, sir.
The glory is falling. Say it.
I decree
the glory
is falling. Yes,
wherever I go, the glory falling. Go to the next verse, the 22nd verse, Numbers 14, 22. Because all those men which have seen my joy and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Show that they should not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. See, some people have provoked him, so they can't see the glory. But you serving him. So you can't just be seeing what man's saying. And you can't just be seeing the effect of satanic power. You got to know you got greater power. Greater protection. Go one more verse. Go to the 24th verse. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully, him will I bring unto the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Just keep following him fully. My goodness. Lord, fill us with your glory. Now, listen. God is ready to fill his house, this church, and the churches all over the world, and your house, which belong to him, with his glory. You want him to do it? God is ready to fill his house, the church, whatever church, he's ready to fill it. They let him fill it. And your house, don't let him fill it here.
Yes,
oh, yes, sir, have your way. I mean, oh, my. Do you know how this house was built? Do you know a casino was supposed to be across the street? And God took their land and gave it to us. Do you know a garbage dump was supposed to be behind the back where Pelican Point at? God took their land and built a nice subdivision. God can do, yeah, it's supposed to be a casino over here. I'd call some name, but I'm not. But God took the land and gave it to the church, so we decide what's going over there. Well, you know it's not going to be no casino. Politician told me, don't get this land. But I was walking in God's glory. He said, now I'm just looking out for you. He said, they're going to build a, and they did have the plan to build a garbage dump. But you see, I heard from God. So I said, yeah, I told Junior, I look at Junior, I said, yeah, Junior, but I'm going anyway. The Lord said, go. The whole plan was changed from a garbage dump to a subdivision. See, sometimes you can't see it in the natural, but if you got a word from God, see yourself healthy.
Yes.
See yourself protected.
Yes.
Hear the word of the Lord louder than you're hearing anybody else's voice.
Yes.
Somebody in here say glory.
Glory.
Somebody need to give God some glory. Glory. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your direction. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to God. Somebody got to stop crying. Somebody got to stop worrying. Somebody got to worship God and give him praise. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Don't worry. Don't fear. Don't back up. Keep on praising him. Keep on giving him the glory. The walls got to fall, I'm telling you. The fire got to stop burning. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. I think he need to be magnified. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your covering, God. Thank you for your blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 The glory is falling.
Glory.
Everywhere. Thank you for your glory. That's right, God. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your glory. Say it. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your glory. We're walking in your glory. We're driving in your glory. Yeah, we're sleeping in your glory. Thank you for your glory. You there, God. You watching over us. I know you're there. You said you'll never leave me, no officer. And no power greater than you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Let me show you how you're going to fill your house with glory. Sit down quickly. I know it's kind of hard, but go ahead. Chuck, get up. Ha, glory! I decree the glory falling. The glory is falling. The glory is falling. I don't care what nobody else thinks. I don't care what they say about me. The glory is falling. I heard from heaven. The glory is falling. All over Darryl, all over Louisiana, all over the world. The glory falling right now. God didn't bring me this far to leave me. I'm never by myself. You getting it? You getting it? This same thing gonna come on you now in your car, at home sometime by yourself. Just go ahead and bathe yourself with it. Yeah? Yeah. Glory. Hallelujah. Now you flush all worry with glory. You flush, yeah, all doubt with the glory of God. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, it'll come because you prepared for it. You're a glory carrier. You robed with glory. You just kicked in your glory immune system. Thank God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, I got to try to say glory. 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 The glory is falling all over the place. God, for glory is falling. Now, take these notes, because I'm going to close. God is ready to fill his house. Get up. Get up and raise your hand. I can't. The glory here now. We got to bathe in that. You can't teach. You can't teach when the glory of you're just getting in the way. Glory to God. May God heal your body. May God heal your finances. May God heal your home. May God heal your mind. May God heal everything about you. Glory, glory, glory. Ain't no sense trying, son, watch this. Ain't no sense trying to teach when the glory comes. The glory here now. Bathe yourself in that glory. Bathe yourself in that glory. Get your healing. Get your new organ. Get whatever you need out of this. The glory is here. The glory has fallen in Darrell. Hallelujah. The glory has fallen in Louisiana. Glory to God. I call for the glory to fall. Falling on every home around here. The glory of God. Shh. Shh. Ah. You can't teach. See, John, you can't teach. No, you can't teach no more now. See, when the glory comes, you need to shut up and just give God praise. You don't try to go in there. I went there and tried, Nick, you can't teach no more. The glory here now. People being ministered to, you see? Huh? Height being removed. Height being removed right now. Glory, 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 glory. The glory is falling. Say it, the glory is falling. Matter of fact, see the glory falling on me right now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I decree that the glory is falling all over the world right now. All every state, every country, the glory is falling in churches. The glory is falling in homes right now. The glory is falling down the highway right now. The glory, God, you own everything. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and the world and it didn't do what it is. Glory. Boy, you getting a servant. Everybody getting it. Boy, I'm looking around. Everybody getting it. You in a servant then, boy. Get the glory real roll. I mean, everybody participating. I see everybody participating. The glory is flowing through this place. Oh, my, I'll be able to dance a little bit. Oh, I love it. The glory is moving in this place. Not only here, but it's moving everywhere. We become God glory senders. We're sending glory over this gloom time and this time when everybody looks like it's so doomed. But the glory is falling now. Shh. Come on, Montreal, I can't teach no more. Glory, 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 glory. Come on. Glory, 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 glory everywhere. Glory everywhere. Glory here, glory there. Glory everywhere. Glory, 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 glory. The glory in your car. The glory in your house. The glory in your checking account. The glory, yeah, the glory everywhere. In your body, the glory. Healing your organ, the glory in there. Extending in your life. I learned, you preachers understand this, I learned this a long time ago from my spiritual father. I watched him. He'd be ministering. And when the glory come like this, he'd try to go back and read it. You can't. Yeah. The glory took over. You know what's happening to you? You're being immune from gloom and worry and fear. No matter what comes, it can't handle the glory. God go with me and I go with him. Come on, son. I'm going. Glory, 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 glory. The whole earth is full of his glory. Come on, praise him some more. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All I tell you to do is check that what you were dealing with. You hear me? Whatever you may have been dealing with, don't have to be physically find it, just check it. Some things going on now. The glory never show up. Listen, empty hand. So on this Tuesday night, in a little city called Darrow, something have happened. Thank you, Lord. They're going to affect men and women all over the world. See, while that glory was falling in here, those people online, I think India and different places. What other places? I think other countries, different countries tonight. Huh? Brazil, they're online right now. That glory falling just because they're there. Churches all over the world, the glory falling. See, that's where the apostolic and the prophetic come in at. All they got to do is receive it. You know, something don't have to come from me for to receive it. I said something don't have to come from me for me to receive it. If I know it's from God, and God, you that chose the foolish thing of the world to confound the wise, you know, just like money coming. You know, how he come out of Darrow. God chose it. And so that glory, the glory is decreeing over there in Job. Job said, decree a thing.
Yes, sir.
See, you're not just saying it, but you have a divine right.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
To decree mean it has to happen. And God wanted right here when it seemed like gloom and doom got everybody. all mixed up. But I tell you the truth, I'm not mixed up. I know it's out there, but I'm not mixed up. I'm planning on wearing my glory mask.
Yes.
I'll wear the other mask. You go out in them places. Don't go out there talking about, I got faith. Put the mask on, God dog it. You're dealing with all kind of people, hard-headed people. You see, they want to open all these things back up. Sometimes they don't want the church, but the church got the rule. Y'all strong. A year and a half, we were close for a year and a half. We wasn't here for a year and something, right? Y'all stayed strong. You're still strong. You're going to be strong. You're going to get strong and strong. Now, finally, the glory is going to wipe all this out. And you're going to be so much stronger. Because you know you can depend on God no matter what happens. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Decree the glory is falling right now. Now you see, don't just do that. See, you're walking around in your house. I decree that the glory is falling. And that anointing will come on you. Because there's an anointing on you now for that. That's a glory decreeing anointing on you right now. You know, you're decreeing God's presence. And you're telling God, I trust you. My physical eye has seen one thing, but my spiritual eye has seen something else. I see the glory falling. Many people see disease falling, but I see the glory falling. And the glory is sopping up the disease, because the disease is not stronger than the glory. Take your glory medicine.
Yes, sir.
I'm the first and the last.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you can go throughout the whole Bible.
Yes, sir.
In the beginning was God.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
He's the creator.
Yes.
He don't want you to be afraid. He wants you, I told you, you're walking prophetic. Wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. There's circumstances going to come up. You don't know what to do. Ask God for wisdom. And be still long enough for him to tell you what to do. Don't follow the crowd. Don't follow the crowd. Don't even follow your family. Because, you know, they all might be singing the same song, but they're not grounded and rooted.
Yes. Yes.
I remember some 37 years ago, almost 40 years, I was walking through the church, the old church down there, and I looked on that chair. I saw that fan, you know, hand fan. I picked it up. It was a funeral home fan. I called Audrey. Audrey's still here today because she's a faithful woman. Family couldn't turn her against me because she knew I was going for God. I said, Audrey, gather these fans up and tell the man don't bring no more. You know why? You're fanning with a funeral fan. You don't need to be fanning with no funeral fan. And so I took all the fans out and burned them up. Then God gave me money to get air conditioned. Get the doggone fan out, y'all, I'll give you some air. A little while after, we were able to buy, purchase the air conditioning. We ain't had no air, you know, had the windows up. But it's fanning with those fans. I was walking out there in the church praying, and I was like, oh my God, what a trick this is. I remember there was a funeral home man would stop by to see my daddy. You know, just hollering, he just passed by, laughing and talking. Now, daddy, I won't talk. My daddy went on back in the field. Says, yeah, he come. I won't talk. Because he was looking for business. Go somewhere else. You see, you never saw no funeral home friend. Yeah. See, I'm the one cut that out. Yeah, 37 years ago. Other guys remove them after, but pioneering it, I cut it out. I just run up against, because see, I never depend on man. All my dependence is on God. So when God tell me to do something, you know, I'm not going to be over concerned about it. Just pull them out. And whatever, if I told Audrey, God told me, she said, all right, let's get them. She started getting them up. We got them out and got them out to church. And that's when God enabled us to get some air conditioning. See, if you take a substitute in the place of God's substance, God will let you go with that substitute. But when he show you as a substitute, he about to give you some substance, get rid of the substitute. Amen. Go ahead, son.